It's 1100 hours UTC, that's 12 PM local time here in the UK. I'm Joseph McTaggart with the news headlines. A major protest is underway in London after yesterday's terrorist attack in Golders Green. Protesters have shut down Golders Green Road, shouting Keir Starmer, Jew Harmer, and shame on Sadiq Khan. The Metropolitan Police Commissioner for London is also facing calls to resign at the scene of the Golders Green terror attack. A Jewish man who feels failed by Keir Starmer is moving to Israel because of rising anti-Semitism in the UK. The two men who were stabbed yesterday have been released. "It's a miracle I'm alive," says one of them. And the second one, aged 76, is pictured in the media. The Home Secretary, that's the Interior Minister here in the UK, has said anti-Semitism is out of control in the UK, as the Labour Party, that's the political party in power, have been told empty words are not enough. Boy George, the star of the band Culture Club, was there yesterday, and he's been posting footage after being caught up in the Golders Green attack. And in other news, the media is reporting that it's now cheaper to rent accommodation in Britain than to buy a house due to a rise in mortgage rates sparked by the Iran war. A statue with Banksy's signature appears in central London. The royals are in the US on a visit, and local government employees are reportedly under attack from high street gangs, with the headline here saying, "We will kill you and burn your house," as some of them are threatened. A bomb has been uncovered in Devon. The bomb disposal team are currently working there, with thousands of people being evacuated from their homes for safety reasons. Stephen Fry is suing a technology conference for up to £100,000 after falling off a stage. Glasgow City Council is reportedly looking at restoring pontoons and river buses to move people around the city. And Glasgow's pubs and restaurants will be allowed to stay open for an extra hour during the Commonwealth Games between the 23rd of July and the 2nd of August, covering the duration of Glasgow. With only 7 days left before Britain's local elections, all of the parties are making their comments about the need to protect the Jewish community. These have been the news headlines. I'm Joseph McTaggart. The weather, warm and sunny. Have a nice day.